Good morning, Audio Boo. Just a few things that are on my mind early this morning. Just thinking back to the radio show that I did on Sunday on the last day of the Premier League season, probably the most dramatic end to the season that we've had in several years. Maybe the most dramatic in the whole 20 years of the league, and you wonder whether or not you did it justice. I think earlier this week I posted a commentary that we included on the show from Peter Smith of IRN, of the Sergio Aguero winner. And you just think, next to that, I sounded comatosed. But still a good experience. And we're back on tomorrow online on anyone.fm.net with the Championship playoff final, Blackpool-West Ham, to see who Newcastle will be playing in the league next season. That'll be the focus of our show. The test match at Lords as well. And we'll have a preview of the Heineken Cup final, amongst other things. And other things that are on my mind, I've been mentioning the vocal voice assistant app thing that I've been using, and I've got it exactly as I want it now. The only thing I wish I could have a setting that would disable permanently the touch to talk mode. That would be nice, but apart from that, it's very good. And as Kirsten's been saying on her Twitter page, it's much better than V-Lingo, which I tried earlier this morning, which is shite. It really is very, very shite. Other stuff, I've been getting really annoying calls from Indian people purporting to work for Microsoft and Windows, saying there's something wrong with my laptop. The more I get these calls, the more I think there is something wrong with it. But I asked them where they got the number from, and the Burke just started to read a long number to me, which I'm not even sure if it was my IP address that he was reading. I've got absolutely no idea, but it wasn't a phone number. So I don't believe those calls at all. Should I believe them, Audio Boo? That's the question I'm asking you. What have I got to do today? I've got to contact my sister about something today, and I've got to see if I can sort out some money issues today as well. Going down to High Wycombe next month for a couple of weeks to see my friend. My train tickets have came. £53.50 there and back to High Wycombe. And it was cheaper to buy two separate singles than it was to get a return ticket. The only issue is that there's no assistance at High Wycombe when I get there on the Friday night, because I get there at 10 past 11 at night. And I'm going to go on the Tube, where apparently there's no assistance at 9:30 on a Friday night, which should be interesting. I've got half a minute left on this, so in sport today, we'll mainly be watching the Test match at Lords and the IPL and the golf, the Volvo Match Play golf as well. There's some NRL, Tigers against the Warriors and AFL as well, and Super Rugby at about 8:30. So that'll all be very, very good. And I've still got about 14 seconds. So there's a top 14 rugby tonight as well. Time should be up now, and it is. Goodbye.